Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. The majority of wildlife in Texas falls into the non-game category.
There are over 600 species of birds, nearly 400 species of reptiles, amphibians, and small mammals, and we really need every dime we can get to manage those animals properly.
Matt Wagner is Program Director for Wildlife Diversity. Money to study these species comes from the sale of the Texas Horned Lizard license plates, which generate about $200,000 annually for conservation of non-game species, including the horned lizard.
We're concerned about the decline of the horned lizard in part of our state, and we have some genetic work going on and some other population analysis going on in the state that will hopefully reveal some answers to some of those questions.
The horned lizard plate strikes a chord with Texans.
You know, people attach themselves with the horned lizard, and whether they know where the money goes or not, they reveal a value there. And so that is a vote of confidence going to wildlife. So we want to take those dollars and put them back into the resource they were intended for.
Go to conservation-plate.org to see the horned lizard plate and to learn how it helps wildlife in Texas. That's our show for today. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the operations and management of more than 50 wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.